103.9 WRBI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to sports show, Coach's Corner, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
And welcome in, sports fans. Terrence Arney here with you live from Ison's Family Pizza for yet another Coach's Corner, where coaches come to get great food and to talk directly to you about their programs and the student athletes that make them go. I got a great show lined up for you today. We will be talking a little girls basketball in Jacksonville and Olenburg. That's sandwiched in between a conversation at Batesville about cross-country teams as they finished up their season, and of course the Batesville Bulldogs as they are recently crowned sectional champions. We'll get into that in just a bit. Want to thank our sponsors, though, once again, for making this broadcast possible. The aforementioned Ison's Family Pizza, Gehring's Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber from REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communication, and Margaret Mary Health. Starting the program off, as we like to do this time of year, we get a chance to speak to, again, newly minted sectional champion head coach Evan Ulrey. Coach, congratulations on the season and big win Friday night.
Yeah, thank you first. And it was a great crowd. It was a great evening. You know, it was, I think, something as I kind of mentioned to some people, I felt like it was a little long overdue, right? And well-deserved for our kids. I was just, to be honest, I kind of forgot to come up. You know, I was soaking it in. And mainly, it was just a joy to kind of see the expression for our kids.
Yeah.
It was kind of like watching your kids open up gifts on Christmas.
There you go.
It was just one of those, like, I've seen everything they put in, and it was well deserved for them to get that moment. And even, you know, for all the parents that got to come down and just people that have been supporting the program and supporting these kids and doing everything that all their sacrifices too, for them to get that moment,
yeah.
You know, and yeah. I think, you know, it was just very fulfilling to kind of take a step back and just to watch it. You know, I was just happy for them.
And I'll raise you one on that sentiment. I thought it was great that the community seemed to really share in all of that. I mean, that as the parents and the student section was out on the field and embraces and photos and everything, and you could just tell, no doubt, the players were elated, but you could tell the community was right there with them. Everyone was extremely happy. I saw some folks stopped at a restaurant on the way home, ran into some folks, same way. I mean, everybody, you would have thought all of Batesville played in that game, just how happy everyone was. But that's a credit to this team and what it means to the community, right?
Yeah, and I think of it, you know, you go back, you know, I go back 7 years ago when I took the job. Batesville loves their sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a community mm-hmm. that really, they do a very good job of, you know, getting behind it, caring about their kids, trying to give their kids the best experience on and off the field and everything that they do, you
right.
know, and it was definitely something that attracted, you know, myself and my wife, you know, Liz, and at that time we had two kids to kind of come this way, you
right.
know, and it's definitely had its peaks and valleys, you know, in regards to things, and very challenging, you know, it's not an easy job to
no.
do,
no.
but you know, I think it was great, ultimately, in the end, to see everything kind of come to fruition.
Yes.
You know, that, you know, the hard work that myself, our staff, even guys that have been a part of this that maybe not a part of this program this year.
Right.
You know, it was just great to see. And I've got a lot of good, great dudes that have played a piece into this.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, not just... like I said, not just on this staff currently, but all the way through. And it's a very collective thing, you know, and even our youth coaches, our middle school coaches, and just people in general, parents, they invest a lot too.
Right.
Like I said, it takes a village. Sure. You know, it really does. And we always say that. And when you actually have a, you know, a success like this where you can actually see it and people remember because, hey, we got a trophy for it. It'll be in that school from now on in history. That it's just a kind of a little bit of icing on the cake just to see that reward. But yeah, I mean, it was a good night. It was great for the program, great for the community. But, you know, and of course, I'm kind of like the typical head coach. You know, I'm already on to Heritage Hills because that's just the way I'm wired. That, you know, I say all that is that I came here thinking that we can do more than just win a sectional title. And here we are. We're in a position to continue to go get more. Yeah. Let's go continue to do things and make this a historical year for baseball and baseball football.
No doubt at all. And, Coach, listen, I am – sometimes I'm a little slow, but after a while I get it and I finally get there. You have been telling me all along. I can think back when we first sat down at the beginning of the season. Man, I wanted to talk about this high-powered offense and Cade Kaiser and the connection he and Will Geisel developed. That, man, we're going to be slinging it all around the yard, this, that, and the other. And you were like, yeah, they're growing. They're good. But, you know, this defense we've got is really, really special. Then after the first game, I wanted to talk about Pullman. And, man, this kid can run through brick. I mean, he can just run crazy. This run game is amazing. He's like, yeah, he's really coming along. But, man, let me tell you, this defense, I get it. I finally get it because I saw it on display in all of its beauty. This defense, you told me it would travel. You told me it would play in November. And lo and behold, the offense did what they needed to do because the defense set them up really, really nice. They had short fields. They gave them the ball multiple times. Just, you know, for the others out there that might be slow like me, talk a little bit about this defense and truly how special that group is.
Well, you are a Falcons fan, so knowing defense might be a problem. I'm just teasing. I mean, and a lot of that is, you know, I had a lot of faith in our staff, in just kind of what we were doing. But I felt like defensively, you know, there's a true understanding of that. I truly believe the cliche of defense wins championships.
Right, right.
That is usually a consistent and a constant of, like, with a lot of things. And, again, when you can cause turnovers, create short fields, I think, and just really, for the most part, I think make teams a little uncomfortable, make them get to plan B, plan C, you know, it's solid. And again, and I'm a true believer in high school football. You can stop the run and run the football. You're going to win a ton of football games.
Right.
And I thought that was what I thought for the most part on Friday, we're able to make Indian Creek, for the most part, fairly one-dimensional, and basically put them in a situation of where either 15 is going to basically be your only option or you're going to throw it. And they did throw it, and they did have some success and kind of got behind us a couple different times. And fortunately, we kind of dodged some bullets. But, yeah, you know, some of the same guys that you're mentioning, Gage Kaiser, Gage Pullman,
right.
Bobby Weiler up front, Max Amberger, you know, Deacon Hamilton, Alex Preckler, those guys that play, some of those guys obviously have an impact on the offense. They play defense.
Yes.
And they just, they're game changers. They really are. And, you know, I sometimes always, I know, have gone back and forth on how many guys do you play both ways and can we really, you know, hold up if
right.
you play those guys both ways. Well, when you got dudes that are just dudes, you just got the field.
Sure.
And, and some of those guys they mentioned, no, you can go on and on, but we got some guys on that defensive side of the football, and it all starts up in me in the box. I mean, like I said, Bobby Weiler changes a lot of things. He makes a lot of people around him so much better. As you know, you watch plenty of football. When you've got a guy up front that basically demands two guys, well, mathematically, that means up front somebody's going to get a mismatch. Damian Freckler is extremely fast off the line. Max Amberger plays with a high motor. It's really hard to block those people. Well, if you got to start creating six or seven guys to block three, but your linebackers are running three. And then you got D Deacon Hamilton and Gage Pullman are just cleaning things up, and they're flying all over the place. And then, like I said, you got AK, a ball hawk in the back that's just pretty much cleaning things up. And Cade Kaiser back there that's running around. You just got, you know, a lot of really good athletes.
Sure.
And been very pleased with them. And, again, they came up with some big stops, caused some turnovers, three more interceptions on Friday. And, again, I mean, they continue to help lead this program and lead this team, I should say. And, yeah, we got a good offense, too, that does some things. It's just a really balanced team. It really is.
Right.
It can beat you in a lot of different ways.
You talk about the attention that Bobby Wyler demands defensively, and then you see that on the other side of the ball with Kaiser demanding so much attention and then creating opportunities for Kreckler. Kreckler had some great catches as they obviously Indian Creek decided that they were not going to allow 20 to beat him, that we were going to have to do it some other way. And Alex steps up and really helped move the ball.
He did. And I think we went in, I think you probably saw game plan wise, moved John Durkee, you know, John D back at fullback, and putting that tight end in some of our single back stuff, and then allowed us to move AK out wide. And, you know, Alex is just, he's just savvy. I don't know how else to call him, but he's a baller. I mean, the dude just flat out gets after it, and it's just a Swiss Army knife. You can do a little bit about everything. And so, I think, we could have maybe been a little more creative, I think, of trying to get Kaiser the ball. But when you have a really good 2-3-4 option, that's pretty easy, that they're gonna win that one-on-one matchup. You just take it. You know, you take what the defense gives you, and I thought we had them most of the night where we wanted them.
Sure.
Like, okay, you'll do X, I guess we'll do Y, and if you want to kind of throw a little bend, eventually, they came out the first two plays and went too high, and it was like, but you're not going to be able to do that, as we saw Pullman rip off two runs to start the game. And, it's a good problem for us to have. I mean, like I said, we'll need to still find ways, I think, to get 20, Kaiser a few more touches and I get him a little more involved. But even when you go into halftime and you go up to Cade and you say, hey, they're doing X, Y, and Z, and he knows it. He gets it. He sees it. He understands, like, that's how much he impacts and changes the game. Because, if they give him a one-on-one matchup, 9 chances out of 10, he's going to win that and catch that ball and bring it down. So. And I think they were afraid of just giving up big plays and just having us have to put drives together, which is smart. We did have a couple turnovers inside the red zone that really, I think, kept that game
within reach.
Right.
Yeah. You mentioned the term creativity, and I said this on the air as you and I discussed in the past and kind of agreed upon that play calling is kind of an organic thing, and it's an art form, ever-changing. And if you agree with that play calling is an art form, you very well painted a masterpiece there in that first half. Particularly, I want to talk about the hook and ladder. With all sincerity, and if I get in trouble for this, I get in trouble for this, but I want to know the balls it took to call that play at that exact moment in time. Obviously it plays out the way the Bulldogs needed to play out, but talk to me about that process of, they're going to do it right now.
Well, I'm going to go back a little bit, is that you show certain things at certain points just to confirm that, yes, we're going to get certain things.
Okay.
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 When we got in that situation, I would have rather called that play at a different point in time. But I had a good feeling of what we were going to get based off what I had seen in a prior snap and where we were at on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, it was like, we lined up. It was like, yep, it's there. As long as we catch the ball, it's there. And again, that's just the nice little play. It's a Scott Moore special, as I always call. They tried to, Lawrenceburg, which is where Scott's at now, they tried to run that play on us in the sectional semifinals. And it's like, we had it in our back pocket all year.
Right.
And it's just one of those, we've got a handful of plays, quite frankly, Terrence, that we've practiced all year that we haven't used, and sometimes you just kind of like, I guess if the right time comes, you go to it, and it was there, and it was a good way to, because of where we basically you saw they were giving all the attention to Kaiser. Mm-hmm. Then we throw a 3x1 set. You knew you were going to get four dudes over there. They're probably going to rush 4 or 5. Well, mathematically, you just start to realize, I don't know if they can run with Pullman out of the backfield. So basically, as long as Kaiser catches it, they might get a touchdown.
Right.
They did a really good job getting the safety over there to save the day. But yeah, I mean, it was a, you know, as I could say, thanks to Scott Moore on teaching the, you know, seeing that play way back when I coached with him, that it's a really, really good play at the right time. It could be really hard to defend when you're not expecting.
Yeah, I felt like from where we were in the booth, it was a nice momentum swing. And it really, at that moment, when that play was made, that really, I felt like the momentum really shifted heavy to the guys in white. And, you know, like I said, they just did the rest from there. You mentioned Heritage Hills. That's what's coming up Friday. I was shocked. Were you that they chose to play this game Friday night instead of Saturday?
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, I you know, I know that there was some dialogue in regards to what would I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, you know, every coach is a little different. Every sure. coach knows their, you know, their situation differently. Here's what I'll say is that I know that Heritage Hills is going to be well prepared.
Yes.
And they feel very confident in regards to their decision. I mean, because this is not the first time they've played a region.
Right.
So I'm sure their coach, they've, you know, I think, what year was it? 2009. I'm trying to think. I go to the state finals every year, and I think it was 19 is when I saw them there, and they played the state championship, and same coach, same, you know, obviously same program, different kids, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I think he trusts his guys and what that process. So maybe they've traveled on a Saturday before and didn't like how that feels. And there's those people that just say, hey, I want to keep my kids on a routine.
Yes.
8 o'clock to us, it's still 7 o'clock. To them, right? So they're an hour behind us. So I think, yeah, there's some travel in there. It's going to be awkward either way. I'm not saying awkward, but this is going to be a transition either way. You know, I could go on a whole story with how I think we could fix all this, but that's a whole other conversation, you know. but yeah, I mean, I would have thought it was going to be Saturday, but it's Friday. It is, and 8 o'clock start.
Another dual threat quarterback, just has just as many yards in the air as he has on the ground. The thing when I look over Heritage Hills, and I don't know a whole lot about him, the community keeps telling me about the history, about the last time we played Heritage Hills, and I hear that a lot. But when I look at this current team, what jumped out to me that I found interesting, when I look at their same record, 11-1 going into this game, there are two teams on their schedule, one they beat, one they lost to, and those two teams are still alive in the tournament. Indian Creek was the last team alive on Batesville's schedule. Now they're out of the tournament. They still you know, they still got two teams that they've played this year. Again, one loss, one win, that are still alive in the tournament. What jumps out to you about Heritage Hills and the challenge that they'll present Friday night?
Well, you can tell they're extremely well coached, fundamentally sound.
Yeah.
I do not see a team that beats themselves. Mm-hmm. Defensively, you know, like I said, technically sound, do a very good job of lining, assigning, and flying to the football. You know, it's not anything crazy. It's nothing that we haven't seen. But football sometimes people make it way more complicated than what it should
sure.
be.
Sure.
And this is something where you can see that it's probably this is who we are, this is what we do, and we're going to do it extremely well.
Right.
That seems to be the mindset of kind of what I get and what pops off on the film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that defensively, they've got some guys up front that are going to pose some challenges for us. We're going to, you know, they get off the ball, you know, really, really well and are aggressive, you know. And so offensively, their quarterback, he stands out, right? He's
sure.
only a sophomore, but man, he's electric, you mm-hmm. know. And if you allow him to get out in space, he can make things happen. So, which is very kind of reminds you a little bit of what we saw last week,
yeah.
right? You let those guys get out in space. They can cause some issues. So, we got to do a really good job on our end. Just continue to do what we do and do it really well. Be very sound. Funnel things in. Tackle well. I thought we had our moments on Friday where it looked a little sloppy. But, you know, if we can do those things, I think we'll be fine. I think we're very similar. You know, you look at it very similar in a matchup. They've got a few dudes that, pop out. But I'm sure they're probably saying the same thing.
Well, sure.
They got a few dudes that pop out on our film, too. So, like I said, you're at this point in time, you're playing second weekend in November. You're playing for a regional. You're two weeks away from Thanksgiving weekend. There ain't many bad teams left, Terrence, right? I mean, so we're just going to, you know, again, continue to do what we do and do it really, really well.
Last question, Coach. What would a regional crown mean to this community, this school, this team?
Well, you saw what Friday, and that was just a sectional title, right? I think obviously we've only won one in school history. I think the big piece to me, I mean, I think obviously when you can make runs and go on runs and win games, your community really comes together, brings a lot of momentum, and just connects your community. My only really time I can recall, I worked in Greensburg, taught in Greensburg, and those back-to-back state championships and God knows how many sectional titles and stuff like that in a row that they won. Mm-hmm. That was big for that. And I've kind of seen how that is, and obviously Greensburg, Baseville, similar size and things like that.
Right.
I look at, you know, that aspect. That's I think that this community deserves. They want it. I think we've taken a lot of necessary steps here recently of investing in our athletics, investing in our kids. That this is what happens. You know, this is what happens when you invest a little more, and you know, you sometimes get better outcomes, you know, and we got a good group of kids too. They've worked really, really hard, but I mean, like I said, I look back and I said at the beginning of the show is games like this and runs like what we're on is what, you know, really lured me to think that, you know, I think that, you know, Batesville can get there and we can get to that next step and we can take this program to another level. This is a really big week and a big year, you know, and I think just in general, you know, I think it really plants the true belief, you know, I think in our, all the way down into our youth or just for all other sports that we have in our school is like, you know, look at how, what work and what you invest. You just work and work hard and continue to put yourself in good situations. Good things will happen. And hey, you get a little bit of luck. We've had a little bit of luck so far this year. Great things can continue to happen and work, and I think it kind of can help instill that in some other of our programs. We've had some really good programs as well. We're not the first to do what we're doing that have done that. So I think it's good times. Batesville's done really, really well in a lot of their sports, boys and girls, and hopefully just continue on and bring home a regional title for the first time in a long time.
There you go. That was Bulldog head coach Evan Ulrey, newly crowned sectional champs. Come out Friday night, guys. Big game, 8:00 start time. An hour later than normal. Of course, we'll have it for you as well. Coach, thanks so much. We'll see you Friday night.
Thank you.
We've got more Coach's Corner coming up here in just a bit. Talk a little basketball when we get back on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
you don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell your cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Ice's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
Coach's Corner continues with help from our sponsors, Ison's Family Pizza, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI, Fiber, REMC, Hurt and Elko, and George's Pharmacy. The newly crowned Batesville Bulldogs sectional champions. I will be hosting a regional game on Friday night, 8 p.m. Great conversation with Coach Ulrey about that. Be sure to come out and support the team Friday night, 8 p.m. And now let's change our focus and talk a little basketball. No stranger to the program, head coach of Jacksonville Lady Eagles, Scott Smith. Scott, welcome to the program.
Terrence, thanks very much. I always appreciate coming over and talking to you.
Always enjoy talking ball with you, Coach. You guys opened up your season already. Opened up with a loss to Greensburg, 63-44. You got Shaw Memorial tomorrow night. Quick turnaround there. But before we get into the nuts and bolts, talk to me a little bit about the team. Who you brought back and how you guys stacked up this year.
Well, we basically lost one player from last year's Final Four team. That was Olivia Neal, who's moved on to Purdue and doing very well there.
Good deal.
So we returned our seniors this year. We're led by Reagan Hughes, Julia Meyer, and Kaylin Heiners, our three seniors. We have three juniors. Kelsey Borgman was a starter last year. Sophie Sullivan was a starter off and on last year. And then Savannah Steele came off the bench and gave us some minutes last year as well. We have quite a bit of sophomores. Right. Cheyenne Cullen ended up, because of the injury, starting the other night. She led her last year, played mostly JV. She's done some nice things for us. Brooke Simon and Lainey Norwald are both sophomores. And then we're hoping to get some minutes out of Brinley Simon. She's a 6-foot-tall freshman and has showed a lot of promise so far.
Okay, well, you know, a lot of familiar names in what you just went through. Some ladies that can definitely fill up the cup there. In that game with Greensburg, punching up out of your weight class just a little bit to kind of perhaps get those young ladies ready for tournament play early in terms of what they can look forward to. But, I mean, obviously no one wants to start the season with an L, but what were your takeaways from that game? What did you see there that you like, that you know you can build upon?
Well, I mean, number one, when you are a small school, we like to play the bigger schools, obviously, as you said, because it's a measuring stick for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Greensburg's just not any measuring stick this year. I mean, they have everybody back, plus two new additions, and that's a team that, you know, on paper may be the very best team that we'll play all year.
Wow.
They're ranked in the top 10 of 3A, and you know, they got us down early, and to our credit, you know, we fought back, got the game back down to about 6 points, and then we kind of stayed at about a 3-4 possession game from that point on, and then just the last minute or so, you know, we had a couple kids foul out, they hit a couple shots, and kind of had the margin balloon up just a little bit, but, you know, basically I look at it, we lost a double-digit score last year. They got everybody back, and then returned an injured kid and a freshman who both scored double figures, and we played better than we did.
Right.
So I'm happy, not happy with the loss, but happy with the effort, happy with the grit of not giving up. And plenty of things for us to work on, but plenty of positive in a game like that.
No doubt. So you've got Shaw coming up, like I said, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. That one, is that on their place or your
That's host? At our place, okay. Yes.
At home there for that one tomorrow night. You know, you and I had an off-air conversation. I bumped into you out at Kroger. And, you know, I tell you, I love to see not just our coaches, but student-athletes as well out and about, because I think sometimes it's very easy for people to forget that they are people too, just like us. It's easy to sit back. Yeah,
I like to eat. I like to eat. So, you know, I have to buy my groceries. But,
it's just easy for us to just criticize all the time and act like, you know, oh, you know, the athletes are machines, the coaches are machines, but they're people just like us. So it was good to see you out. But we had a conversation about some of these rule changes, particularly the rule change around the bonus and free throws. And, you saw that kind of play out a little bit in that Greensburg game, right?
Yeah. You know, for the most part, the rule worked out fairly well for us. Mm-hmm. We were able to shoot 25 free throws in the ball game. And, you know, it's a little different to be able to go to a kid. For example, for us, first quarter didn't get into the bonus, but second quarter got into the bonus with about 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Now you're telling your kids, you know, now we want to be really aggressive, taking the ball to the basket. You won't want to shy away from any kind of contact because we're shooting at two shots.
Yeah.
And at that same time, we were fortunate enough to only have, I think, two fouls. And Greensburg, I believe, had possession three times in the last 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to get a quick foul, get another quick foul. Then basically they had less than a second to get the ball in bounds for the last shot in the half. You know, maybe it bit us later on because we did have two kids foul out. But, I think that every game is going to be completely different.
Sure.
And I think as a coach, you're going to have to adapt your strategy to what you're going to do to that new rule.
And just to make sure that everyone knows what we're talking about, high school basketball, they changed the foul, the count, as well as the rules behind it. When you get to five fouls, no more one-and-one situation. You're going to shoot two free throws regardless, right?
Right, in every quarter, and then it resets every quarter. So, you know, it maybe lets you be more, if you're a very good defensive team, it lets you be more aggressive maybe in the first quarter and the third quarter.
Because you know you're going to get that reset.
You're going to get that reset.
Mm.
And then by the same token, if you're a team that likes to play a ball control game, well, you may have to be able to do that with the other team not having any fouls.
Right.
You know, but if you can get a team in a situation where they've got three or four fouls early in the fourth quarter, you're going to be shooting a lot of free throws at the end of the ball game.
Yeah. Last question for you, Coach. You made mention reference to the outstanding run that you guys had last year. You graduate one senior. For the most part, your team is intact from that run. So far, whether it be through the summer work and early here in the season, what sense do you have from the Lady Eagles? How bad do they want to get back to that spot?
Oh, boy. Obviously, you know, our numbers are a little lower than what they normally are. But the kids we have really bought in. And, you know, that's their goal every year,
sure,
to try to win a sectional and then to go as far as you can. And, you know, our sectional is going to be very tough this year. Oldenburg's going to be very good. South Decatur's going to be very good. So, you know, we just been telling our kids we don't want to overlook anything.
Right.
You know, we have to focus on one game at a time. We have to be able to win our sectional, even to have any kind of chance if you want to go on. But it's a funny thing about success is once you get a little bit of it,
yes. You
want more.
Yes. Yes, no doubt about it. Well, Coach, good luck tomorrow night hosting Shaw Memorial as they come in. And good luck throughout the season. I look forward to catching up with you again later on.
Thanks, Terrence. Appreciate it very much.
All right. That was head coach of the Jacksonville Lady Eagles, Scott Smith. We've got more basketball talk here on Coach's Corner coming up in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Eisen's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues here on WRBI. Special thanks to Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. The Lady Eagles, 0-1 on the season opener. They opened the season with a loss to Greensburg, but again, they were punching up in their weight class, so to speak. And as you heard Scott Smith say, he was pleased with the effort, and that'll help them out later on down the road. They'll be hosting Shaw Memorial tomorrow night and see if they can't even out that win-loss record there. Let's keep the train rolling with more basketball talk, and let's go up the road to Olenburg Academy and talk to new Lady Twisters head coach Dave Disbrough. He's got on no black, no red, all about the blue and silver. And coach, I got to tell you, when I saw it, I had to do a double take. I thought, well, man, that's a mistake. They got that wrong. But no, sir, you are now over at Olenburg Academy.
New. You haven't heard that from me in about 23 years.
That is something else.
Yeah, and it's been, I've really enjoyed myself. We got a lot done this spring. Uh-huh. We got a lot done this summer, and we're into week three here of preparation and going to play this weekend finally.
Sure.
Volleyball team did great. Coach Greg won a sectional. Had been a long time, so we were able to give those girls some time off, and we are rolling and can't wait to play somebody.
Oh,
besides
yeah.
ourselves.
Oh, yes. I imagine those young ladies are chomping at the bit. So you have Southwestern this Saturday, 6 p.m. And I was
Southwestern of Hanover, Friday night at Hanover.
Okay.
While you're doing some football. And then we will be at home against Southwestern of Shelby on Saturday night.
So the Southwestern double dip.
Correct. Correct. Got a home and away. So we're going to start out with a double weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about the squad. What are you bringing back from last year, new additions? How does the team look?
I'm going to tell you all 16 that are in the program, because I think at some point in time, maybe all 16 of them could play some varsity basketball.
Okay.
We took our team picture last week, and it was we didn't have a varsity and JV picture. We just kind of put them all together.
Sure.
We got three seniors in Kate Weber, Sadie Washman, and Ellie Ryan. We have two juniors in Addison Lambert and Gabby Cohen. There are five sophomores in the program: Rachel Sutman, Nora Haverkos, Maddie Ryan, Haley Hoffman, and Laura Dennis, and six freshmen: Gina Grody, Callie Nobby, Claire Neese, Belle Young, Olivia Lysing, and Ellie Paul. I have seen their stats from last year. I did not see them play last year.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen them play on tape. I know that Kate and Sadie and Ellie all played a lot last year. Ellie was the leading scorer coming back. I know that Rachel Sutman played a lot as a freshman. And I think there were some other girls that might have played a little bit, but I think those four are probably the biggest contributors that are coming back this season.
Okay. Now, when you look at your squad and your team, I mean, I know for a fact there you got some athletes.
So those, we do.
Some of those names we talk about in volleyball, talk about in soccer. So I know you've got some athletes. And when you have that, my question is when you have that as the building blocks, just good all around athletes, how much easier does that make your job in terms of getting them in the right places?
It's awesome. It's fantastic. And like, we got quite a few of like my friends, people that have coached with me coming on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I've told a lot of them that I think they're going to be very surprised about how athletic and good some of our girls are for a small 1A school.
Right.
Like you said, good volleyball players, good soccer players.
Yeah.
Good basketball players, very athletic girls, a lot of young talent with some of those upperclassmen that are going to help those young girls come along. You know, I think if they get any coaching and if we can put some things together, that we're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, good deal. So basketball is basketball, but from your perspective, is there a difference in, you know, you've been associated with the men's team at EC for so long. Is there a difference coaching men's basketball and women's volleyball? And if so, what is that?
I would say yes. Okay. There are differences, but it is coaching. And that was one of the things, you know, when it all went down last year and then I had some opportunities, there were some boys' jobs and there were some girls' jobs. And that was one of the first things that I thought was, I'm coaching basketball.
Yeah.
I'm coaching basketball at a good place. I'm coaching basketball with a bunch of good people, good kids, athletic kids, kids that want to get better and be good. But there are differences.
Sure.
One of the things, they amaze me at how much they want to learn, how much they want to please you, how much they take in and soak up.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess I took that for granted a little bit at East Central with the boys because a lot of the guys that I hired at the lower levels would be running some of our stuff. We would be trying to put in some of those things. We don't have that at Oldenburg, and I'm completely new to them. They're completely new to me.
Right.
So I'm talking about things that I take for granted that we should be able to do, and we don't do that.
Right.
Making labels.
Yeah.
Not turning the basketball over. Right. Knowing about how we want to play and what our philosophy is. They all have notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're busting notebooks out before practice and after practice, and I think they're really liking it.
Yeah.
It's just been, it's kind of been a breath of fresh air. It's been exciting.
I was getting ready to say, Coach, I can see your energy and I can hear it in your tone of voice. And it sounds like you guys are feeding off each other, this newness of it all.
I hope that I'm not, you know, speaking out of place, and I know that I am, and I hope that they are too, and I think that they are.
Yeah.
I also have a great staff. I've got Brian Samples, who has done a lot of games for you guys, who's been a very successful girls basketball coach. And he's helping me with a lot of those things.
Yeah.
And he's a good basketball coach. Yeah. And he knows his basketball. And he's helping me with that. We've got Chelsea Hitchcock, who coached at Milan last year. That was a really good player at North Decatur. Good young female who wants to be good and wants to be a good coach. And, you know, she's contributing a lot, too.
Wow.
So, good spot.
It sounds like you're building something over there.
I hope so. I hope so. And, I hope they're as happy as I am to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. You probably heard a little bit of our conversation that we had with Coach Scott Smith a few minutes ago, particularly about this rule change with the free throws. My question to you is from a strategy standpoint, how does this rule change affect your coaching strategy in game as it relates to the foul?
I will tell you two things. First, still haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Because we are not playing our first one until Friday. But when I first heard the rule, I thought a deeper team with more personnel could maybe be a little bit more aggressive in quarters one and quarters three and maybe even all four quarters.
Right.
Because you still got to get to that five level.
Right.
And that's still kind of in the back of my mind. And again, like I told you, I think we're pretty deep.
Yeah.
And I think that we're going to be able to play some kids, some girls both ways.
Yeah.
And that could be an advantage to us that it's not till five that we shoot it.
Yeah. And of course, the bottom line still remains: you got to make them.
You're right.
That doesn't change. You got to make them.
And as I told you before, that's been a big focal point of ours because they didn't make free throws last year as a team. Mm-hmm. And I bragged on them, and we've been getting better. And then we did a little scrimmage tonight, and it was not good. Mm-hmm. But we continue to work on that process because they're free.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to step up there and knock it down.
Yeah, I think it was Batesville on, I can't remember if it was Friday or Saturday, but their game kind of got away from them at the free throw line because their opponent, I believe it was New Pal, they only missed one in the whole second half. So, you know, if you can make them, it's a beautiful thing.
And as a boys coach, you know, what I've noticed is sometimes we have gotten, as the years have gone on, worse free throw shooters.
Yeah.
And then I watch good women's basketball and they're making it.
You're exactly right. Yes. You're exactly so right.
We're gonna continue to work on that and stress that, and we need to step up there and make this.
Well, Coach, listen, like I said, I can feel the energy from across the table here. It sounds like you are extremely excited about what you guys are building over there, and I can't wait to see what you guys do next.
And I appreciate that, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Well, good luck with the double dip,
yes, sir.
Southwestern and Southwestern, and we'll check in with you again later on down the road.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Terrence.
All right, that's the new head coach at Olenburg Academy, Dave Disbro, leading the Lady Twisters into battle this weekend. I've got more Coach's Corner coming up. Going to talk a little cross-country at Batesville here in just a second on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Wondering if you should go to immediate care or the emergency department? Injuries and illnesses happen and you need to be seen today. But where should you go? The emergency department is intended for critical care and medical emergencies. Immediate care is intended for non-life-threatening illnesses and minor injuries. Unsure of which department can give you the care you need? Call 812-662-6450 to ask questions. Decatur County Memorial Hospital. The quality care you want close by.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Eisen's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Eisen's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues here on WRBI. I want to thank Eisen's Family Pizza, our title sponsor. Their hospitality is beyond anything you can imagine. Stop in here on George Street when you get the opportunity. Great people, great food. You'll love it. Also, a special thanks to Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by REMC, Hurt Milko, and George's Pharmacy. Closing up the show here, talking cross-country at Batesville with Batesville cross-country coach, Coach Lisa Gausman. Coach, welcome back to the program. We had an opportunity to talk earlier in the season about your squad and everything that was going on, and you guys have had some real excitement brewing here in the last couple of weeks. Yeah. Some good showing at regionals and then even at the state level. So I want to back up a little bit and let's talk a little bit about how things went with the conference and your sectional mm-hmm. meet, and then how we got to regionals there at Shelbyville. So talk to me about the sectional a little bit.
So absolutely. So we ended the season very strong on both sides. Conference, you know, everything was back-to-back. So it's conference, sectionals, regionals, which is now kind of like semi-state, mm-hmm. And then into state. So both the boys and girls finished second at conference. Wow. Greensburg beat the boys, and then East Central for the girls, even though we had, you know, quite a good showing in the, you know, the top 15. So we had four boys and five girls make the all-conference team. So that was Jake Chapman, Isaac Trossman, Kenan Clark, Eli Lissinger for the boys' side, and then Lexine Harris, Kaylin Beadle, Megan Augier, Bailey Demery, and Samantha Adams were all in the all-conference. So even with that showing, we couldn't outscore both. Greensburg had an excellent, boys had an excellent race, and East Central kind of been beating us all year. So we tend to get a little bit closer. Right. At sectionals, we did get a little closer to the girls' side on East with East Central. Again, we had those same five make the all-sectional team. And then on the boys' side, Richmond came up top at first place, and the boys were second. And Jake, Isaac, and Cannon all made the all-sectional team. And at regionals now, it's a bigger show, sure. right? So it's more like the semi-state. We had 25 teams wow. in that at Shelbyville.
And to move on, those out of those 25 teams, you have to be in the top five?
Correct. You have to be in the top five, or as an individual, you can be the next 15 individuals that are not on
one of
the
those
advancing five.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you think about it, so you have 25 teams, mm-hmm. all with seven runners. Plus, you also have 15 individuals from the five different sectionals that feed in. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of runners standing yeah. on that line. So, out of the 25 teams, our girls had a great showing, and we ended up placing 10th. Mm-hmm. And there were 13 teams altogether that were ranked in the top 20 in that regionals. I think we were ranked 15th. I think we were seated 15th and we came up 10th. We really ran well. And then the boys, they were ranked 19th and we placed 19th, or they were ranked 20th and we placed 19th. So, really there's a lot of 5-8 schools, you know, there's no class
sure,
in
sure.
Cross country, but still we had, you know, a lot of runners running their best performance of the season or their best performance overall in their career. And then, of course, sitting with me tonight that yes. I wanted to bring on for you were our two that made it individually to the state meet. This is the first time in Batesville history that we had two individual girls go. So we've had a boy and a girl go before, but not two of the same gender. So
sure,
I'm excited
sure.
about that.
Well, good. Let's turn it over and talk to these young ladies. So first, I just want you to state your name and your class in school at Batesville, and we'll go from there.
I'm Lexine Harris. I'm a sophomore at Batesville High School. I'm Kaylin Beadle, and I am in.
Okay, ladies. So let's go back. So you're at regional. You finished. The conference and all your sectional duties, and now you're at regional, and you finish the race. Now, there's a lag of time, I would imagine, between when you finish and then you actually find out how your score stacks up against everyone else's, right? So when you finish the race, and we'll start here with Lexine. Ms. Harris, how did you feel like that was one of your better runs? Did you feel like you really had a shot at going to the next level, or you just had no idea?
I knew I ran a good race, but mm-hmm. at that time, I was like, I know I'm on the brink of making it or not. And at that time, I was like, I know Kaylin made it, but I am on the brink, and I really just hope I make it. And I was thinking, I don't know if I made it or not. So then I was just, like, on the edge of my seat. I was, like, really scared.
So, Kaylin, same question for you. When you finished that run, did you have a certain level of confidence that, wow, this was a great run, I should be in there?
Yeah, I did. I knew from the beginning that I had to be in a certain place in order to qualify.
Sure.
And when I finished, I was in that place, so I knew I was pretty much guaranteed that spot.
Nothing wrong with a little confidence there. So, Kayla, so take me back then to the moment when you found out that you actually are in and you're going to state. Walk us through that.
For me, Coach Gausman came up running to me telling me that I qualified, and we both were just jumping up and down, crying, and just giving each other hugs and stuff. So,
Lexian?
My parents, I was standing by the tent, and it was just like a whole bunch of the team surrounding me. My parents came up and was like, "Do you want to know something?" And I was like, "What?" And they were like, "You made it." And I just started bawling my eyes out, and I was so excited. And I just went and hugged my mom. And then all of like the people on the team, they just, when I stopped hugging my mom, they all just like surrounded me, and we all hugged. And then immediately I was like, "I need to find Kaylin." And so I like ran around trying to find Kaylin.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So I've talked to some other runners that were at the, I think they were probably at the regional meet, and a lot of them had, that was the best, their personal best was that day. How did your time compare to your other runs? Or was this a PR for you at all?
For my race, it wasn't a PR for me. It was a few seconds off. Like, mm-hmm. I was a few seconds back from my PR, but I still ran a pretty good race with my timing and my pace.
Sure you did. You're moving on to say.
For me, it was my seasonal best, but it wasn't my
Okay. Good deal. So then, let's fast forward. Now you're going to Terre Haute. And for a minute there, there was some concern that rain was going to be a problem and maybe cause some difficulties. But rain wasn't an issue. It was dry and everything was wonderful there. So talk to me about your emotions and everything going into the race just when it's about to get started. Lexanne, we'll start with you.
At the beginning of the race, I was like, I made it to state. I'll just try my best here, see what happens. I haven't ran this course. I just ran at the beginning of the year, and this was the last race of the year. So I was like, I know the course. I know where to kick it, and I know that I can do it. So right. I was just pushing myself to as far as I could go.
Good deal. How about you?
I was just so excited to be there and just being there with Lexi, and I just wanted to have fun and just run my best race.
We had all of the team behind us on the start line, and one boy individually, we call him Baljeet, and he was just yelling the entire time. Yeah. It was really funny.
He was
screaming chants behind us, and we turn around, and the girls surrounding us on the start line just look back, and we're like, what in the world?
Yeah, they're just staring at
him. It was just fun having them there to support us and like Certainly. Keep us going.
So talk to me about how that race ended up for you. When it was all said and done, how did all things shake out?
We both placed really well because mm-hmm. there was about 390 girls in the start line, I think, and we both placed, I placed 143rd.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of runners. And then at the state level, top 15, top 25. Okay. Okay, yeah, that's a lot of runners. And again, we're talking a classless event, so you're just bringing everybody from everywhere. Wow, that's amazing. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I could be way, way wrong, but I'm getting the vibe that since you guys have been running together, you guys are really, really good friends.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just kind of got that vibe. And, when you look back on this season, of course, you've got another year. You're just a junior. You're just a sophomore. So as you look back on this season, what do you think you'll remember most, and what would you carry forward into next year, next season?
For me, I think it's just like knowing that I can do it, like knowing that I can be on that state line again.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, same thing for me. I'm just knowing like I can make it there again. So next year I need to push even further because – my goal was make it to state, and this year it can be make the state and get a better time or, like, get in the top 120 or something like that.
Right.
And then another thing I'll carry with me is throughout the season we had so many, like, good memories and, like, things with our team. Like, there were so many fun things that we did because at one of our last practices, it was rainy the night before.
Okay.
And we were running, and we saw this tiny mud puddle, and we just started, like, kicking mud at each other. And then it ended up with us head diving into the mud.
Yeah.
So there was a whole bunch of fun memories throughout the season that we're just going to like remember forever. Yep. And after the state meet, we went and bought fish.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, goldfish.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking ocean perch or trout.
Just goldfish.
Okay. Well, ladies, listen, first off, I just want to congratulate both of you on your accomplishments this season. You both did phenomenally well, not just at the conference and sectional level, going to regionals and then making it through to compete at the state level. That's phenomenal. Obviously, you already know that not everybody gets the opportunity to do that, but you did. So hats off to you there. And I just look forward to seeing what you do next year compared to what you did this year.
Yeah.
Coach, what do you think? You got yourselves a couple of winners over here, I think.
I do. Just great leaders. I mean, like I said, cross country is just so much fun, and just the team bonding mm-hmm. that happens, and just great leadership, and just a lot of fun. So there's always, every year, there's crazy memories.
Yeah, I would say, because the point I was making is, I don't think you would always normally see a junior and a sophomore being really, really good friends, but because of this opportunity with cross country and spending time together, set together, you kind of put that aside, right? You don't even think about it in terms of she's an underclassman, she's an upperclassman. You guys just go out, run, and have a good time.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Coach, thanks so much for coming back and bringing us up to date with what's going on with the squad. And again, congratulations on an outstanding season. And can't wait to see what you guys do next.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us come on.
All right. That was Coach Lisa Galson with Batesville Cross Country, and brought with her two outstanding young ladies, Kaylin and Alexi, that just really did well at the regional and a state level. Come back and tie a bow on this right after this on Country 103.9, WRBI, and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Are you looking for a primary care doctor to help manage your health? Dr. Michael Hoffman is now accepting new patients at his office located in Margaret Mary's Medical Arts Center in Batesville. Having practiced medicine for 25 years, Dr. Hoffman is experienced in treating adults and helps manage complex conditions like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and lung disease. For more information, visit us online at mmhealth.org or call his office at 812-932-5909.
In the battle against buffering, it's your hometown internet hero to the rescue. Make the easy switch to Great Plains Communications and say goodbye to slow internet. We save the day, bringing you a full suite of services and a faster, more reliable internet experience. All from a local provider and local heroes with over a century of experience. Call 877-839-9494 or visit us online at gpcom.com. Speeds and availability may vary by location.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Eisen's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
And Coach's Corner continues. What a great show and a great lineup we had here. Just finished up talking with Batesville Bulldog cross country coach Lisa Galsman. She brought Lexi and Kaylin with her, and those young ladies, they were just a bunch of fun. And I just, my takeaway there, you know, they competed at the highest of levels, making it all the way to state, and you could just tell from talking to those two young ladies, they really enjoy what they're doing and they're having fun. Don't get me wrong, making it to state was important to them, but I get the feeling that both of those young ladies really are enjoying cross country, not just because of the accolades, but they honestly are having fun doing it. And that's the most important part. Enjoyed our conversation with Dave Disbrow, making the switch, going from coaching men's ball to women's basketball, moving from East Central to OA. And I don't know if it came across over the air, but he was jacked up and excited about this opportunity. I could tell. And I got the feeling that they are feeding off each other's energy. He and his squad can't wait to get out on the floor this weekend with a double dip, Southwestern Hanover and Southwestern Shelby. A little home and away action there for them to kick the season off. And it'll be great to see what they can do. And, of course, we spoke with Scott Smith of the Lady Eagles. They, too, just getting their season underway, bringing back some great talent, some young ladies that can really fill up the cup. And I liked what he said about, you know, they're not taking anything for granted. They know how hard it is to get to semi-state, to get deep in the playoffs. And they're not going to take anything for granted, take every game for what it is on their pursuit to first win a sectional title and then move on from there. And then, of course, we started off talking with Batesville Bulldog head coach Evan Ullery about their recent sectional championship and the opportunity they have now to host a regional on Friday night. But the thing that Coach Ullery said that will stick with me well past this show and into the future, Ullery said, this is what you get when you invest in your kids. And I assure you, he was not just talking about money. Investing your time, investing your tutelage, you know, so forth and so on. He said, this is what you get when you invest in our kids. And I thought that was powerful, really struck a chord with me. That's going to do it for us here. And I really want to thank you all for being with us. Want to thank our sponsors, of course, our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Buick, SCI Fiber from REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communication, and Margaret Mary Health. We'll be back at it next week to talk basketball all throughout. We'll talk to the coaches at Milan, Greensburg, the men's basketball coach at Olenburg, and talk basketball at South Decatur as well as we start to get deeper and deeper into the fall, and fall turns to winter, and those winter sports get started. So excited about that. Again, that's going to do it for us for this broadcast. Want to thank everyone back at WRBI, John Heil on the board, Abby Brinson putting all of this together. And in the immortal words of the Hall of Famer himself, he would always say, trust and believe in yourself. You've got this. This is Terrence Sarney saying thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports week. This has been Coach's Corner, Country 103.9 WRBI, and the new WRBI app.
Listen Monday nights at 6 for Coach's Corner from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville on 103.9 WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.